Talks.
This is Money Talks with Dr. Gene. That's me.
Good morning. This is Money Talks, Atlanta's longest running, most respected money show on radio. I am Teddy Parrish, joined today by the good Dr. Gene Hensler.
Glad to be with you, Ted.
And Wes Hackney.
What's his claim to fame?
CFP extraordinaire. Okay. He's one of the managing associates.
Glad to be back.
CFP department here at Hensler, one of the good guys.
The premier department.
Yeah.
All the brain trust.
Well, we research might have a thing about that.
Might have a little.
Bill's not here, so I got to stand up for our department.
He's on the road going to North Carolina. Let's talk a little bit about the economic picture. We generally start off with the economics and move down through interest rates and end up with individual stocks along the line.
Yep.
Really a mixed bag of numbers.
Yep.
I mean, I'm talking to you. The ISM Manufacturing Index dropped like crazy. I know this is boring a lot of people, but it fell to 51.3. And at 50, that's where you're still in the growth. That's quite a big drop from 54.2. We had jobless claims.
Which was a surprise.
Shocked everybody. They jumped up, 28,000? And what were people expecting?
Little less than that, like 350.
Well, less, thank you. Very good. 360. Covered yourself,
360, Dad. Covered the bases just fine.
Yeah, and so you get that kind of picture. And then I look at factory orders up 3% in February. Chain store sales.
They're up a lot, but I think
that was seasonally,
Easter weekend. I mean, it was bigger than last year, but I do believe that their Easter was a little early this year, and that pulled sales forward, and that's the reason
that
number was so
big.
Yes. But the data definitely finished on a more negative note in the third month of the first quarter,
yes.
March.
Yeah, and services index, too, was down. It wasn't down that
ISM,
much.
ISM. Yeah.
So it's
every segment of that survey was down. Except employment.
I would just simply say it's a very weak recovery, and people are predicting that the second quarter is going to be slower than the first.
And it typically is. It typically is. Think about it. It's that whole sell in May and go away. April is pretty strong, and then May weakens, and there's a summer lull. In the middle of June, it gets to be a little slow because the kids are out of school.
You're a meteorologist or are you a finance guy?
Well, that's what I was going to say. I mean, it's actually somebody needs to shoot the groundhog because it's been winter for a lot longer than he predicted. But on some of those retail sales, obviously they started making some changes in those stores. And, I went to buy some winter clothes the other day for a trip that I was going on, and they didn't have anything.
Wow.
Well, it's probably the cruise season. You probably could have got yourself a skimmer hat, white shorts, and a sort of a light colored blazer.
Well, Carnival seems to be having a little trouble. Maybe we get into that, but I don't know if anybody's taking cruises these days.
Anymore. No, I don't know.
You know what?
I'm not much.
You could probably get one pretty dirt cheap
I bet you get one almost free. Carnival.
Yeah. But even with the numbers getting weaker, the market has been doing pretty well.
Yeah, there's a real disconnect there, Teddy.
A huge disconnect because the defensive sectors are leading the way still. Healthcare, consumer staples, utilities.
Yep.
Everybody thinks that because we're at an all-time high, you look at it and see technology, the more cyclical sectors up higher. But actually, it seems like investors are still have one foot in, one foot out. And they're being defensive.
An indication how that, quote, the market, whoever that market is out there, views the economy as slowing as we've seen interest rates fall in the treasuries. And that's certainly an indication of people, the economy's not growing. As soon as the economy grows like crazy, all the news is good, interest rates pop up. It's just inevitable.
It's amazing that interest rates keep going down. I don't know how much
they're bouncing around.
Yeah.
They're what, 30-year treasuries, 3.02.
Look at the 10-year.
1.78.
I mean,
wow.
You can lock up. I was thinking about that the other day. 30 years. I'm 37 years old. I was 7 years old if I'd have put my money in a 30-year bond. I can't imagine how long 30 years is and to lock it up for 3%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think so.
Well.
No.
Yeah, there was some interesting news out of the White House this week. They're trying to push banks to lend to risk your.
We're getting the same stuff that got us busted.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean? They want to lower the credit standards for home loans so people can buy these homes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't keep those credit standards where they are. I mean, oh my, doesn't anybody learn?
No,
I thought it took a generation for people to forget.
Yeah, the government.
But the Democratic administration, it only takes 4 years.
Not even. Then North Korea, what do you think, Gene? Should we
I say
go to war.
Nuke them till they glow in the dark.
Well, I hope their military technology is a little bit better. I was looking at a picture, and I saw one of the phones that Kim Jong, whatever it was. It looked like it was a 1920s phone or something. I was like, if that's the kind of technology they have, we're okay.
Well,
they declared a nuclear strike on the U.S., so.
Yeah, they got the military to okay, but I don't think they have a nuclear.
Well, the story on this is pretty much that they go through this routine every year in the spring because they don't have any food to feed the people, and they don't have any energy, and so what happens is they always rattle the sabers, and then the U.S. says, okay, now if you'll behave and stop this being a nasty boy, then we'll give you some food.
Right.
And they were just worried that this guy is new.
Yeah.
And doesn't he may go too far.
Right. Yeah.
And there's a whole new administration in China. So you're getting a bunch of people in the area who are new to this.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, you know, all it takes is somebody to
push the
screw
wrong up.
And it could be a big deal, but you know, you start getting some of these investors and they're always looking for a reason not to get in, especially the ones that have been in the market. And you know, you look back over 10 years, we've been in two wars.
Yeah.
And look what the market's done. We did have a 50% decline during all that, but you know.
Yeah, but the point is if you'd gone to sleep and just woken up 10 years like Rip Van Winkle or whatever it is, you'd say, hey, my market's pretty dead and crap.
Yep.
Right? You know what? Sleep is only worth something.
Put it in CDs.
You were 15,000. That's only worth 15,000. What's the deal?
And it's amazing the naysayers, when the market gets to the level it's at, you know, at a new high, they say, oh, it's got to crash. It doesn't have to crash.
I think that there's evidence out there that if you take a look at the market, is I would say fairly valued. All past indexes and stuff. Now listen, variations on fair value go all over the place, but it's at 18 times. Okay, trailing earnings.
Trailing gap earnings.
Gap earnings, right?
But if we look at operating, which excludes the junk, it's slightly below 15.
Yes. Yeah. So. But still, historically, it's right in a range where it should be.
Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody can say that it's expensive.
No.
It's definitely more expensive than it was
because
2 years
ago. The thing you have to look at is, you know, where are you going to put that money? Okay, if you go to cash, you defeat your whole argument because of inflation, even if inflation isn't high. But also, you know, look at junk bonds right now. They're expensive.
Very expensive.
Junk bonds are expensive. The yield is less than half of what it typically is. And a junk bond, is a junk bond more risky than a stock?
No. I'd rather have obviously I would have been in stocks. There are companies out there, and there was just somebody did a screen on it for companies that have paid dividends for the last 50 years, never had a cut, and have increased their dividend over the last 15 years by at least 3 or 4%.
Aristocrats, right?
Yeah. And there are 15 or 20 companies in there, and we own most of them in our our income portfolio, in which would you rather have that? Giving you a dividend return of a little over 3%, so we have been growing on a regular basis. My gosh, I would put my money there, period.
Yeah. An interest rate that moves up. And that's what I was going to ask when we were talking about some of the staples, about their performance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you think it's because a lot of the folks are starting to get out of bonds, and that's where some of the dividend yields are going and pushing the prices up versus some of the others?
At some point, that's going to have to be the case. We got $73 billion net inflow into stocks. It's the highest in a while. I think about 7 years, because we've had a net outflow over the past 4 years.
Right.
So when that money start coming back in earnest.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, healthcare, staples, and utilities.
Mm-hmm.
Are the highest sectors, and they would be regarded as the most conservative sectors there are.
Yeah.
And one which has the highest growth, you would think, is information technology. It's only up 2.41.
Yeah.
Who would have bet on that? Okay, let's talk about the returns. Last week was a down week. Mm-hmm. It was down 70 bips, so almost three-quarters of a percent. And the big losers were energy, materials, mm-hmm. infotech, and industrials. In fact, only telecom, healthcare, and utilities.
Mm-hmm. And tech continues to just suck here, you know.
And for the year.
Year-to-date.
Year-to-date, it's up 9.25, mm-hmm. Which is very healthy. And by the way, there's some of these old numbers out there that say that if it's up over 8% in the first quarter, it's like every time it's been up for the year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know.
Well, that's good news.
You put that in your fucking Wagnalls, right? Or whatever. So anyhow, up 9.25. And given all the weak economics and stuff like that.
Well, last week, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, you know, this is not a booming economy.
Not yet.
Yeah, 2%. I mean, 2% growth would be. Earnings have slowed down, or what, 6.5%, Teddy?
Yes.
Okay.
But we'll still keep growing. In the fourth quarter. Okay. They may surprise us in the first quarter of 2000.
Yeah,
we're going to see. It starts in earnings season next week. So that's the thing. We got slow economic data, but we got earnings season that started, and that's always a catalyst or a detractor.
Yeah, okay. Let's go over just a little bit of the earnings. McCormick, the people who make all the spices.
Mm-hmm.
Sales are up 3%, which is pretty good. And
Conagra.
Conagra.
You like that company,
Jim. Yes, I do. And I tell you why I like that company.
Yeah.
Because they are, besides being, I love it, they own Chef Boyardee, Hebrew National Salami, and they have, what's it, Swiss Mist?
Uh-huh.
All sorts of good stuff like that. They were one of, if not the biggest, private label manufacturer, and they bought Ralcorp.
Yep.
And one of the reasons their earnings is down right now is because they had expenses of taking over Ralcorp. And now it is the leading manufacturer of house brands.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go in and buy that Publix brand or that Kroger brand.
Or that Costco brand.
That might just be
Conagra.
Don't they own like Healthy Choice or one of those?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Slim Jims.
Yep.
And
oh, yeah. All sorts of really things that are not good
names.
For you.
A lot of brand names you see in the grocery store.
And this stock always traded between like 18 and 26. And I think it's probably.
Well, it fell 2% in the earnings announcement, but it pays about a 3% dividend. This is another one of those companies
right. That's
a cash cow. Joseph Banks, finally. Fourth quarter earnings dropped 36%. How can you sell 14 suits for $110?
That's what I was going to say. I was going to say they bought fewer sweaters. That's because they gave away 8 when you bought one.
They were down. And now here, just to go the opposite side of this, they were saying that it's been so warm this winter that sweaters and sales were down. You know, these retailers use anything to explain what it is.
It was a warm winter. It's been a cold spring.
Yeah.
That's right. Monsanto, income was up 22%. Yep, that was good return.
Yep.
M&A activity, I don't want to spend a lot of time, Teddy, it's really slowed down.
It slowed down a little, yeah. There was a big rumor that Verizon was going to team up with AT&T and buy Vodafone, but Verizon came out and actually said that they're not doing that. And, you know, SAC, the big hedge fund, Stephen Cohen, they just had a $14 million settlement against them. Those guys need to go to jail because they're gaming the market.
I want to tell you this. Choose your wife carefully. His first wife, who he divorced 20 years ago, has him in court again trying to get more money and say he's a crook. He hid assets from me. Now, man, that's a woman scorned. I don't know what this guy did, but he did not handle that divorce well.
No.
Okay, that's a little life lesson to you from Dr. Love here.
Yes.
Don't get married or don't make any money, I guess is the lesson.
That's right. So don't touch that dial. We'll be right back. This is Money Talks.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.